Campbell took this Lions job with a vision. That vision has ignited the Lions fan base in a way not seen perhaps ever.
This is a sleeping giant. This is a sports town, and we feel the love.
Remember who you are.
Yeah! NFC North champion.
Everybody.
Vision winners. Back-to-back seasons.
Your team main laws. The pride is worldwide now. Riding to your town. Win, then ride out. The crew here to break it down for y'all. To demonstrate how we game playing around with y'all. The humble host with punchlines to give you a black eye. You brought a GM and OC, even a stat guy. Other teams drink the Kool-Aid, roll over and quit. I drank Campbell's soup and woke up all grit.
And we're back. The
we're
All
so
Grit
back.
Podcast.
So bad.
This is your humble host. Ooh, just keep going, Dan. We got the OC with us. We got the stat guy. And we got the water boy. Welcome in, everybody. It is a, is it a Tuesday evening? Wow, not used to shooting a podcast on a Tuesday evening. How you
Tuesday.
Doing, fellas?
Tuesday what victory.
Baby, baby.
We got some new pounds on the board. We like it. Hey, real quick, what was we'll get into it. We'll save that sounder. But
bro,
listen,
what a statement win, man.
Take it, Adrian.
That was crazy
to watch. Tell me your thoughts, bro. Tell me your quick thoughts.
That Let's was just crazy to watch. Thought. I just like feel so proud for like where we came from. Like I think this was one of the most memorable wins in this Dan Campbell era. And I say it because it was such a huge stage. It was Monday Night Football. Just all the backstory behind the game, like, oh, yeah, they have new coordinators. They lost against Green Bay. This is falling apart. And to yesterday's game last night, it answered every single question we had about this team, both defense and offense, and the coaching staff, the players, even maybe some GM decisions. We'll talk about Muhammad later. But it just checked off all the boxes and the way they won, not just us as a Lions podcast are going to talk about it, but the national media is going to agree that this was one for the books, one to remember. Where were you when the Lions beat the Ravens on Monday Night Football the way they did?
All right, Ivan, give me your synopsis on your thoughts for the game last night.
I'm still high off the vibes, so it's been a great less than 24 hours. No, like we were saying, it's a huge statement game. Like it's been said throughout the whole day from media. It definitely feels like that game when they played the Chiefs a couple years back, 2 years ago, that statement game, or even the Green Bay game at the end of the season 3 years ago. Yeah, it definitely feels like that. It's great to see that our defense is fully healthy and what potential it could have. Like the team that we faced 2 years ago when Baltimore railed us, that was horrendous. Like that team was not ready. But the team having now, it's capable. Seeing this makes me confident now we can go on a run before the bye week. Adrian mentioned that on the group text last night. I feel like we can win it out.
Can run the board.
Yeah, definitely. Then yeah, confident.
Hey, boys. One week at a time.
No, it really is.
Bro, I told you like last week, if we beat the Ravens, I'm chugging the Kool-Aid, man.
I know you said that, but you want to end up like Grady and his dad over Packer fans losing to the Browns because they overlooked them?
Man, we haven't even talked about either. We didn't even talk about what happened over the weekend.
What happened?
With just all the crazy games and, you know, Packers laying an egg and...
Yeah, that's a lot to unpack. There's a lot to unpack today, and we can't. We're going to keep wrapping. We'll give a couple minutes to the Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears. But
so Clay? Last thing I want to mention, one more. I just want to say that, if they keep this flow, we can go far.
All right,
into the playoffs.
Like give me your thoughts, Clay. Just over
yesterday's win. A great measuring game. You know, AFC. We've always had a hard time with AFC teams. And we always people been saying, you know, the Super Bowl they want is a Ravens versus Lions or Lions versus Bills. And that sounds amazing. But also, like you said, the last time we played the Ravens was a 45-10 game. So it's nice to get that taste of out of our mouths and just have this. And it wasn't just the same old Lions. Like, okay, you got lucky on a Monday Night Football. You won 13-10. We got the best Ravens team out there. Like, they played, still played great. And it was a shootout. And we came out on top.
Yep.
Right on. It was. And so let's get into it. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, you've never seen the Humble Host dressed up. I dressed up. It's a business day, boys and girls. The Lions drove. They flew into Maryland, and they went to work. That was not a game last night. That was, I mean, you listened to all the shows on ESPN today. I mean, they were just slappy for the Lions today, and it was just so good to take in. I mean, normally games like this growing up, it's always about, oh man, what did the Ravens do to give up that game, right? Correct.
How did they shoot themselves in the foot? Yeah.
Right. But now it's like, no, Lions took it to them. Let's talk about the offense.
Another one.
All right. Let's talk about the offense. So what was, Adrian, your thoughts on the 2025 new offense?
Yeah,
and how it compares to last year's offense.
Just give me your thoughts. Man, it's a lot to dive in, but I will just say I think everybody can now relax about our new offensive coordinator. Like, we put a 50 burger on Ben Johnson last week, and everybody's like, okay, well, was that an accident? Is that just because the Bears defense stinks? And now we go into Baltimore on this, you know, Harbaugh's defense that's always been known to be gritty and difficult. And very respectable. And, you know, we do what we did. A 98-yard drive, a 96-yard drive, like two 90-plus drives. I think there was a stat out there that's never been done in Baltimore, mm-hmm. on Baltimore.
So real quick about that. Go ahead. Our five touchdown drives were 67, 98, 60, 96, and 70.
Good God.
Yeah, dude. Like,
bringing stats.
The numbers. So I heard Jared Goff do his interview with Carson Anderson today, and he's like, yeah, towards the red zone, like, my guys are huffing and puffing. They're tired, mm-hmm. after, you know, coming from the 1 yard line opposite side. He's like, but that defense was more tired than we were. And so at the end of that, like, little marathon of a run, the whole field, it was just who had the greatest will. And I think it was obvious who had the greatest will. When we punched that touchdown in, we were all watching another one, another touchdown, added in. So hats off to Johnny Morton for bringing up an awesome game plan for their defense and our offensive line showing up. Like, yeah, we had a couple ticky-tacky mistakes. You know, I got mad at Mahogany with the face mask when we were at the goal line. Missed opportunity there, but you know, when we look at their performance, him and Ratledge and Glasgow are just setting into what they do. Oh. And every week we see it. They've been improving, mm-hmm. and we love to see it.
Bro, so you mentioned, let's talk about that and maybe get Clay's thoughts on it. So offensive line play. So you have Mahogany, you have Tate. What's your thoughts, man? I mean, first, let's go back to Green Bay week one. Horrible. They couldn't do anything right. Second week, they put a 50 burger on Chicago. Jared Goff says this is the best offensive line protection I've ever received in my career. And then we go to Maryland Monday night, Baltimore Raven game, best defense. And Jared Goff doesn't get sacked. Clay, tell me your thoughts on our new offensive line.
This
music is getting me.
We got Lamar 7 times and Jared Goff got 0. So if you're telling me before the game, hey, one quarterback gets sacked 7 times,
right?
I'm guessing
Goff. All day, like, Goff.
Right. Yep. And he's smart too. Like, the play where it looked like he was wide open to run in for a first down. I agree. The throw was there. If he put a little more juice on it, he probably would have got to the receiver. But he's not taking dumb hits. He frustrates me because he can't run, but he knows he's our dude. He's our captain, man. He's our, he's our offense. So he's protecting his body, and our line is protecting our captain.
Speaking of that captain, Ivan, what do you think? What do you think that captain should have kept the ball, turned into Vanilla Vic on that third down? Or do you think, did you like that little sideways duck?
No, I didn't. I was like, you should just run. Just run.
He was lit up, bro.
I thought he was going to get lit up.
Bro. I'm telling you, he's going to go to the hospital.
Yeah. The Jeff was like, he should have ran. I'm like, babe, he would have got killed.
Yeah. Jared Koff was like,
I'm in danger.
He's like, I'm throwing it to Khalif and it doesn't make it. But I'm like, thank God, dude. Can you imagine if he tries to make that and he's just out for the season? Like, no, bro, don't be a hero. Yeah, it's a smart move.
How really – it'd be so cool if he just trucks a player. I would go crazy.
Like Stafford?
Yes.
And like Stafford did it like once or twice. We were like, whoa. Yeah.
Now, just, I know we're talking about Goff, but also there was some sound that was recorded on the other end of the field when they sacked Lamar seven times. Did you get that audio, Adrian?
Yeah, we got to hear it.
I'm in danger.
That was Lamar the whole second half.
That was Lamar every incompletion. The guy cried after every incompletion.
Oh my God.
He was pretty mad at his offense.
And then there's what's the running back? I can't think. Then there's
Henry.
Derrick Henry's over on the side, just another one. Just another cry, another tear. Just
he couldn't even slam his helmet without falling. So
oh my God. So good. So good. All right. So you can still bring in thoughts of the offense moving forward, but I wanna switch over to
the fourth down calls. What did you think, Caleb? The fourth down calls.
Still when it comes to offense? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a I wanted to run another banner for like, let's just do it now. Actually, I think I wrote it. Okay, yeah, here it is. If you're watching on YouTube. So play of the game. Let's just get into this right now since we're still on the offensive side.
Yeah.
So think about, I mean, there's a plethora, but you just brought it up, so I'll start. Fourth and two.
Onions.
What, two minutes left on the clock. We're up seven.
Like a minute 40.
Everybody in the world kicks their field or punts, and okay, you got seven. You put try to get him within the 10-yard line or whatever, but Dan Campbell does not punt. He doesn't know what a punter is.
We didn't punt one single time, right?
And remember there was a timeout? Was it the 2-minute warning? So we had commercials.
Yeah. Oh, you completely lost your sound. Did you pull your sound out? Anyway, while you're getting that hooked up, my favorite play of the game, fourth and two, no hesitation. He says, we're going for it. And I saw something that I sent you guys. I'm not sure if you watched it yet, but it was a setup for like the past five or six plays.
Yep.
It was like same exact position, same exact blocker, and it was a run. Same exact position, same exact blockers, and it was a run. So they're baiting the Ravens into this is what we do when we're set up like this. And what did that beautiful man that sits way up in the box with binoculars that Clay hates? And I wanted to have enough time to pull the audio of Clay's ridiculous, ridiculous take on I want him down on the sideline so he can block Jared Goff. He was sitting up in
the I hate to be on the field, but I like it.
He was watching it and he said, now that they're baited in, we're going to Amon-Ra, fourth and two on a 25-30 yard, just pitch and catch. Oh my God. That was the play of the game. There was plenty of them, but that was my favorite.
What so I got a question for you.
That man has.
So who calls that play? My apologies, people. Do you think our offensive coordinator calls that play or does Dan Campbell call that?
That was for using Ben Johnson. You're asking, no, I mean, everything goes through the head coach when it comes to final, like, he can probably audit it, edit it.
Yeah. Because Goff was, Goff in his post game said he was calling for it like multiple times in that game and then Dan waited for the right time.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is coming from upstairs, but I think it goes through, I don't know how it's set up. If Dan, Yeah, I don't understand.
Maybe he'll suggest them, like, this is what we're doing, and if he doesn't like something, he'll step in.
Yeah. And you knew they were going for just how Dan was on the sideline. You could tell, man. That guy was
for
like,
sure. We all knew they were going to go for it in that commercial break, but it was a long one.
But if you're from, like,
with other buddies, a Chargers and like, there's no way you guys are going for it. Yeah, they're like, there's no way you kick that. Your defense is playing good. And I'm like, no, dude, watch this.
Because you kick it to them, and they have three timeouts in two minutes. There's no – they're going to get it, man.
And do you guys remember when we played Washington last year in the divisional – how we were surprised how many times they went for on fourth down. I know I was. I'm like, what is this team like? And that's what everybody, like Adrian was just saying, if you're not used to watching the Lions on Monday Night Football, you're living in San Diego somewhere. Like, this is what we do. Like, we're not worried. We're not scared. And everybody knows we have four downs. When you start, even when we're backed up on our own goal line, if it's fourth and inches, he probably might go for it on fourth and inches on his own goal line. But that's what we have. Ivan, your thoughts?
No, it's not surprising. Even on the first drive when they made that touchdown with Gibbs punching it in.
Yep.
Yeah, the little, not that one. It was just the drive prior. Yeah. So he threw fourth and two by the, what is it, the red zone, throws it to Amon-Ra after that. Gibbs just punches it in. But it's not really surprising once that play of the game was happening. I knew instantly he was going to go for it too. I was, but didn't expect
the play action.
Play action. I thought it was going to be either like a something wide or or a certain curl in the middle. But that deep ball, I wasn't expecting.
What a dart and what a catch, man!
Yeah,
like I mean, every fourth down, Dan Campbell.
I am inevitable.
He's just inevitable. And I heard this quote, and it was so true. Dan Campbell does his best work when no one believes.
Yep.
Doesn't that sound right? Like every time that the Lions are doubted the most, Dan Campbell just gets all this field up for the guys and just gets it. Like, dude, it was awesome.
I mean, let's run with that for a second. So like before the game started, you had this playing in the background, right?
Yep.
And they had all of the people up there. I think they took five or six different. What's your predictions? It was great. It was purple, bro. It was racist. It was so much purple up there.
They were wearing purple.
And Ryan Clark had some type of baby purple on there.
Yeah.
But anyway, everyone's voting for these guys, and then what happens? Dan Campbell walks into them. And just, what does he say? He says it again.
I am inevitable.
and just does something like, we've never had a coach like this, man. We've never had a Lions team like this where we're just so confident in a head coach. And it's just great to see. It's just great to see.
And we had some adversity too. You know, we were down 21-14.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do a little crawling.
Mm-hmm. It was a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we, what was your guys' game play? You're fourth and two is mine. Adrian, what was your play of the game?
Oh man, that's a tough one. There were so many. I feel like there were so many, like I was watching in bed at that point. There were so many plays that I just like got up out of bed and just jumped up and down.
I love the play to Montgomery and then Montgomery threw it back to Jared Goff and Jared threw it down to
That one was good. I felt like the Montgomery 72-yard run because I was like, that's the point where I was like, we're going to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like Montgomery.
I wish he took it to the house too. I'm with Hutch, man. If he took that thing to the house, man.
Yeah. His little legs were kicking and kicking and kicking. And did you see him looking up?
Yeah.
You saw him looking up, right? And the only thing.
Yep.
Right. The only thing going in his mind was,
I'm in danger.
That's what I thought to get. And I was like, just please don't drop the ball, man. Just
He held on to that good, man. Like,
yeah. He always does.
Tough runs, man. I didn't know David Montgomery was a distance runner because he ran a marathon in Baltimore yesterday. 151 yards by himself. That was a career high for him.
Yeah. Oh, that was career high?
Yep. 151. Wow. Get a career night.
Yeah.
So with those with Gibbs.
And those two extra runs, I think they said brought him up to like seven point something yards per carry. Was that what it was?
It's a little over 10. I think he had 12 carries for 151 yards.
Oh. So
a little over 10.
Okay. My bad. Yeah. I know that Jameer only had like 3 point something.
Yeah. It's like they specifically game plan, like, we're not going to let Jameer do anything.
So Montgomery. I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. This is kind of off script. So I was telling Chas, and even she was like, what are they doing? Like, when we first started, they were so bent on having Jameer run up the middle between the tackles. And I was telling her, I'm like, and I think I mentioned it to you guys on the text. I'm like, where's Demo? Like, yes, this guy's he's a home run hitter. Yes, he is. But we need to like ground and pound and get Demo going. And I hate to say I called it, but it's like after Jameer wasn't successful running up the middle, they put in our boy. And sure enough, he's just, and he can
put him, they would put Gibbs back in. I'm like, dude, this is right. Knuckles game, man. Give it to him. Just
and they did by the second half.
Yeah, finally they did. But yeah, it was interesting.
It's a good problem to have.
But it is interesting. No. Like last year, it was all Demo. Demo started for the last 2 years, right?
Correct.
Even though Gibbs has been here, and this year is the first year where it's like, all right, Gibbs, you're A, Montgomery, you're B. Like they've changed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's necessarily the best, but maybe it's our new offensive coordinator that just says, hey, I want to have him out there. But I'm still a fan of starting Montgomery and then bringing Gibbs in immediately after. Just to, I mean, we're a ground and pound team, bro. Like just.
Mm-hmm. I do give props to Gibbs because that's my play of game is the from the 4 yard line, fourth down. The pitch play from St. Brown to
perfection. Yeah.
And about that play, man, like Goff gave it to Brown in the upright position perfectly for Brown just to
vertical. Yep.
And Drew Brees was talking today and they ran that same play in New Orleans in 2016 and their offensive personnel on that team was John Morton. So he keeps his bag of tricks too.
Another one.
So
probably good. All right.
So I thought it was a perfect play call at that time. Unbelievable.
I agree, man. That was, and it's like I didn't see it because it happened so fast. It's just like, Amon-Ra's gonna get sat. Okay, there's Gibbs, and then I'm like, oh shoot, that guy's gonna catch Gibbs. Oh wait, I forgot. Gibbs is one of the fastest players in the NFL. That guy's gonna catch
him. Bro, give me more laterals, man. I want more. And like,
we're known for the hook and ladder play, but that was they spiced it up. They didn't see that one coming.
And did you see how Goff handed the ball to St. Brown? Perfect. And they said that, bro. They're like, and the old video that you sent us, the ball was horizontal.
Yeah,
but they changed it. Did you see that, Clay?
Yeah, it was like right upright and just right to him so he could just pitch it right to.
No, but I'm saying the video that you sent us.
Oh, yeah. That was.
I looked and the ball was horizontal like you would normally hand it off. And so they've tweaked that over the years to say, well, if you pulled it vertical, he can just come up and go like this and then immediately just flip it out like that as little nuances of stuff.
And Saint did say that they've been working on that play for a year. So, and they finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff that's we don't know. We'll see it, come out in a game that they're still working on. All right, Ivan, what's your play of the game, bro?
Before we leave the offense, but Sonic and Knuckles, they're the first running back combo with teammates that have touchdowns in the same game. They have 11 now, which is the record. The last duo to do that was Green Bay and San Francisco in like the 50s or something. Sonic and Knuckles have done this. Gotten 11 since 2023, and it took the other teams 8 years to get that same amount. And we've done it since 2023. And so
they're going to keep bringing that number up.
Yep. So
that's exciting, man.
And we're just great. I mean, having one wonderful running back is great, but man, to have we're having a conversation who should go in and who should sit. Like that's unbelievable.
I know,
right?
Makes it kind of hard in fantasy.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, me? Do you want me to talk about play of the game still or no?
You got it.
I'd say both of those. Okay, yes, the one with the fourth down call during the fourth quarter, but also David Montgomery's 70-yard play. That was really sick. It was really good to see. So that's personally – also one more. Hutchinson's now that we're going into defense. Yeah, punch. That was perfect.
That was so unexpected. It took me a minute. Like, what just happened?
Right.
Was it unexpected because he was missing in action all day or
– No, I just, like, didn't expect the punch. I thought he was grabbing his arm, and then all of a sudden I saw Reed kick the ball, and I was like, oh, that ball came out. Like, took me a minute to, like, put it together that he had punched it out.
And I'm going to say what I realized when that happened, there was also a momentum change with seeing Ravens crashing out, you know, specifically with Ken Kingery and also Lamar Jackson just looking frustrated. Yeah, so with that happening, I was like, okay, we have a more chance of winning this game now.
All right. So Lions defense next on the docket. Held the Baltimore Ravens to 30 points. In actuality, held them to, 23 points?
Yeah, it was garbage time.
That was a garbage touchdown. Although the defense, they didn't even go into a prevent to allow it. They kind of just played crappy. They kind of just,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it made me a little nervous, to be honest.
It was
a little too quick.
They
missed a tackle on Hill. Remember we had sacked him? It was like second and 30. And that first down when they couldn't get him, kept him alive. But yeah, defense, bro. Muhammad, can we talk about Muhammad? His coming out party?
Well, let's go, bro. In fact, why don't you start the topic of Muhammad?
All right. So this guy pretty much gets told maybe Wednesday, last week, Thursday, that he's starting. We knew that Davenport wasn't going to be able to play. In fact, now he's on IR. Blessing in disguise that now Davenport's down because this was his coming out party. 2.5 sacks. Not just any quarterback. This ain't Joe Flacco.
Right.
This is Lamar Jackson. Dude, he's never been sacked 7 times in a game. That was a career high for him. He was, he was spotted in the dirt more than a pig at a county fair. That's how long Lamar Jackson was in the dirt yesterday. And half of the times was because of Muhammad, man. He was, and he held off the edge. He was doing everything that he was told to do. Do you think this is like sustainable moving forward? Muhammad and Hutch on the edges. Go ahead, Caleb.
I absolutely do. I liked this guy last year. I had a crush on him last year. And once I realized that brittle bones, lack of milk and calcium was out for the game and out for the next four games, I was so excited. I can't stand Davenport. That $1 million should be donated to the city of Detroit to the schools instead of his bank account. Even though it's $1 million, which is nothing, but it's like give it to the city. Sorry, dude, you just stole $1 million for one game again. He did it again. Anyways, this dude comes in. He's probably making. Can somebody pull up the salary for Muhammad? Stat guy, you got that or something? But like the dude's got to be like in less than $1 million for this.
I can give you a hint. I mean, he said he was on the couch last year, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, the dude is he bull rushes like Hutch. Go ahead, Adrian.
Veteran minimum. He's making $1.4 million this year.
Yeah. 1.4 is the because the vet minimum used to be $900,000.
That's his guarantee.
That's his guaranteed.
He's got incentives.
Okay. So he's guaranteed 9, and he's already hit his incentives. He's 2.5 sacks.
He just made $500,000 last night.
I was listening to Valeni today, and I'll tell you what, for as much as a couple of you guys that don't like him, he praised the Lions. He was so excited for them today, and he said this team is going places. Like they proved to him that they're a good team. And, you know, he's a hater, but – He's also a Giants fan. He's watching his
crap. He's from New York.
Just totally. I feel like this guy is going to be who was our defensive end a couple years ago that we thought, oh man, he had seven sacks and no, black
no, guy. He came from that HBCU my mind goes back to college. Young again. He played for Jacksonville.
Yeah, he racked up like 6-7 sacks, and we were all like, oh, this is going to be the guy. And he was always hurt.
Yep.
Can't even think of James it, bro. Houston? Come on.
James Houston.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was thinking someone else. All right. Yeah. James Houston.
Yeah, but it's just like he could be. So James Houston also is not as muscular as this dude. I mean, Muhammad is a beast. If you saw him in the post game, like he's
at the edge.
He's as big as Dan Campbell, bro.
Pass rusher, not an edge. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm so excited about this guy. You know, you get him and Hutch together and you got. Bang! Oh, I didn't even let it play. I should have let it
play
more.
Electric.
But that's awesome. That's my thought on that.
Just keep him healthy. So far, no injuries, right, from this game, Clay?
And that's what I love the most about this win is we didn't die trying.
Clay was talking about that. Clay was texting us all week saying, listen, boys, it's going to be a good game. We might lose, but we're not going to – we might lose the battle, but we don't want to lose the war, more importantly. Just don't get anybody hurt,
man. Go healthy.
And what happened, bro?
Win-win, baby.
The only person that was hurt was Terrion Arnold's feelings.
And then was it Campbell? He caught a face.
Oh yeah, Campbell.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought Campbell played awesome, dude.
Oh yeah, man, great.
I liked how he played. I don't know. Yep. Sorry, were you doing something else? Okay,
no.
I think he did great.
Yeah, I mean, he got that.
I think
goal line stand. Yeah, dude, that goal line stand. I was like, who is Campbell? This defense?
Campbell is everywhere. I mean, Anzalone, I don't think showed up maybe once in my opinion, but between Campbell and Derek Barnes, Derek Barnes was everywhere tonight too. Yep. And I'm just like, let's go.
I think Barnes saved a touchdown and a critical.
He absolutely did.
When he sacked
shoestring tackle,
foot, a little shoestring. Yep, exactly.
Yep.
I told Jazz, I'm like, he was gone. He was making that corner, and what I mean that. It, is that the one that didn't end up in a sack? It just ended up in like a 3-yard gain or something like that.
I would have made my because he would have got like 70-yard touchdown on that.
Oh, whatever. Yeah,
but we'll get the tackle of the day was Jake Bates saving the touchdown on that kick return.
Oh, yay! Yeah. I was impressed. I didn't know this kid could tackle like that.
I was like, oh,
bro. The only thing the only thing that the Lions didn't do perfect was on a 67-yard field goal.
Oh, yeah.
We were just off. He had the leg. But think of how sweet that would have been. You take it back from the team that did it to you in Detroit off of a donk.
Yeah, right. Record. Yeah.
Doink. I mean, a game-winning doink. Oh, I remember where I was in that for that game, too. That was sad. Oh.
I still think Baltimore didn't make that field goal yesterday, man. Like,
yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about refs.
Let's talk about it. I put the banner up.
Okay, call it, Clay.
There's no way he made that. That was a given field goal. The whole ball did not cross that. Aikman brought it up, and they shut him up. Like, somebody shut him up because he's like, the whole ball's got to go, and then they went to something else. I'm like, why did he stop talking about it? It's like he was forced not to talk about it.
So many bad calls like that were called and were not called. Like you just said, Anzalone didn't show up, but he was pretty much going to sack or at least put some pressure on Lamar on that 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 10 or something. And he got held. Like we were screaming about it. Nobody never called it. Like there were so many bad calls.
Hutch was held on every single play.
Yep, and then the Brian Branch below the knee thing, like
that was him just getting down, man.
That was terrible. There were so many horrible calls this game against Detroit, and we still won.
And they finally give us a flag on the St. Brown catch when we already had the first down. So thanks, cool.
Yeah,
appreciate the flag.
Hey, Ivan, you want to know what I'm hearing when these boys are talking?
true slappies right there. We got to let them just slap it up, and then we'll come in and talk. Are you guys done? Okay. Yeah. Yes, there were some bad calls, but you guys were going way too crazy.
I was getting so frustrated at the referee calls, bro.
Because every third down, man, like you do perfect.
Okay, well, so you know that you already know my feelings on Terrion Arnold. I think he's the next Jeff Okuda right now because he's not doing anything.
Don't say anyways, that, you gotta believe.
I'm trying, bro. I'm trying. I still have another game where the ball hits him right square in the hands and he can't hold on to it for an interception. I mean, that happened to him. It happened to some Reed, and it happened to
Branch.
It was Branch. I think there could have been three picks.
Yep.
But none. Anyway, so TA got called for on the Hopkins, right?
Mm-hmm.
On that third and 26 or whatever it was over in the end zone, right?
Yeah.
And I text you guys. He interfered with him. Let's just call a spade a spade. But as he's thrown his fit to the ref, blah, blah, I want you listeners to go, if you have the film, and I want you to watch Hopkins look at Terrion Arnold. He comes right up to him, and he does the basketball.
Yeah.
You're too small. You're too small. Now, if you don't know what that means, is it's a taunting in basketball where you hold your hand above your kneecap and you say, you can't play with me. You're too small. Now, I'm telling you guys, the NFL told the referees this year, we want you to look at taunting with a microscope this year. We want you to call it because we do not want taunting. We do not want disrespect in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So they throw a flag on something that's okay. Yeah, he touched him. But then immediately afterward, and there was a referee that separated him while he was taunting him, while he was putting his hand down.
The ref calls was just terrible against Detroit. Like they were just like, because we got a taunting call against Green Bay. And it was like,
yep. Yeah,
not even a big deal.
Right. So, and that's just like looking at him like this, right?
Right.
Yeah, they don't want you doing any of that. Yeah. But anyway, that's my referee rant.
Still won the game. Detroit versus everybody.
Yep. Another one.
All right. Is that it? Is that it on the zebras? Ive, you good with the zebras?
Yeah. I don't pay attention to them.
Oh. This guy's a real baller.
He's above it.
I just love doing the game.
You want to know why you don't pay attention? Because you're the water boy. You don't have to pay attention to that. All right, bro. Bring it in, eh?
All right, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is sponsored by Dan Diamond Equipment, a used fork truck dealing company located in Hastings, Michigan. They sell and rent fork trucks and die handlers. With over 30 years of experience, don't hesitate to call Dan Diamond Equipment for all of your fork truck needs. Reach out to Dan at 269-948-3377. Again, the number for Dan Diamond Equipment, 269-948-3377.
Did we get a Browns fan set up or anything this week? Or
no, they don't.
Is there a Browns fan out there? I don't think there is.
We ain't got any of those, bro.
It's brave enough.
I had one Browns fan when I lived in West Virginia. He was there, but yeah, I don't. Nah,
I personally don't know a single Browns fan. If you're out there listening,
right. What you were sad for 59 minutes of that game on Sunday.
Right.
That was so great, bro. Oh, man.
Right.
That was great. That was great. I loved that. What a great weekend.
Mm-hmm. And I still think, I think Packer fans are more sad about the loss yesterday than the Ravens fans.
Well, I still think, I mean, I was listening to sports radio today, of course, all day. And, but it's like the Ravens are still a good team. I mean, if the ball goes a couple different ways, right, mm-hmm. we lose. I mean, we knew it was going to be a close game. We just,
it was a heavy game.
Mm-hmm. But, boys, who does Baltimore play next week? Did you see that?
Kansas City.
So you got a one and two
matchup.
Versus a one and two?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
After next week, one of those teams are going to be 1-3.
That's right.
And that that could kick you out of the playoffs. I mean, think about Chiefs not making the playoffs or Baltimore not making the playoffs. That's insane. That's what you really got to start thinking about after that slow start. Ask Cincinnati.
Bro, at this point, we just got to stay healthy. There are so many injuries over the weekend that is just finished their season. Nick Bosa, like, you know, Niners, that changes things for them. Joe Burrow with the Bengals, like, their year's done. There was
and speaking that we have them right after the Browns, so
yeah,
but don't overlook the Browns to get to Cincinnati, like we talked about earlier. Like, we're 2-1. I'd probably have that switched up. I probably have 2 wins versus Packers and Bears and loss against Ravens, but I think it's better this way. We're coming off a high of Ravens, but don't Browns just beat the Packers. All joking aside, they beat the Packers. Don't play with our food, as Ivan always says, and just handle business at home.
I'd say this might be the best defense we play this first season of the half, first half of the season. I think until we play maybe Green Bay again, like that they looked. Watching that.
They were lost. They were lost on Friday.
Jim Schwartz has got that defensive line just on fire with Myles Garrett in the front. So this is going to be a huge test for our offense. It's not going to be easy win. I still definitely think we're going to win, but it might look ugly.
But go out there and do what we do. Take the ball, get that two of the first three possessions in the game and get seven points, man. 7 points.
And that's a 1 o'clock, right?
Yep.
Does anybody know?
Early.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a 1. Yeah.
Apparently. Yep. 1 p.m. Ford Field. All right. Nice, man. Let's see. Oh, let's we'll go into our bold takes. Okay, so last week we had you got the sounder ready, eh?
Correct.
Plax bold take. 7. No, wait. These are predictions. Where's the bold takes? Yeah.
Come on, host.
I lost.
I run this.
All right. Who remembers their bold takes?
I thought that was funny.
I didn't hit mine. I said 75 yards for Lamar Jackson rushing, and he had 38. So, which I'm happy about. So, yay. I'm glad I didn't hit that.
Right? I forgot mine.
Crazy. Ivan, you had a parlay. I had a Terrion Arnold first interception. Mm-hmm.
I know Caleb hit his, but I forgot what it was. I think somebody said he hit it last night.
Caleb, we all thought we were going to lose. And shout out to Diego. He finally,
he thought Caleb
like, wasn't even his one take. Diego was like, "Yeah, we're going to win in Baltimore next week on his speak pipe."
Yep.
So shout out to Diego for his optimism and seeing it.
So yeah, Caleb had them winning and Lions winning. That was his bold take. So he hit.
So he gets a point.
I hit.
You know, and what? I just don't remember Ivan's.
I don't remember mine.
I'm in my office, and I think my kids must have taken my bold take paper because that's why I don't have it for you guys. Sorry about that.
I made a career plan out of it.
Oh, I got it. Hold down, boys. All right, bold take versus the Ravens. Adrian, TA interception. Caleb Annual, Lions win. I'm on the board, baby. Play Lamar 75 yards plus. Ivan Gibbs 3 touchdowns.
Ooh, so close.
He had 2.
Bro, we trash talked you, but if you would have said Gibbs 2 and Monty 2, you would have got it.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
And then Plax said Raymond 65 yards on returns, and that did not hit. I looked it up today. Oh, yeah. I think he only got like 30. So.
Gotcha.
All right, boys. So bold take list. Adrian, he's on the board with a half a point. Caleb just got his point. Plax has a point. Ivan's got a point. Clay, you're warming up that bench, baby.
All right, bold take for this weekend?
Yeah, we got to do a bold take.
All right.
You lead it.
Browns defense is quite stout. Like I said, one of the better defenses we're going to play this year. Offense, definitely not a great offense, so the defense should show out. But I think we're still going to put a 40 burger on the Browns defense. That's my bold take. 40 plus points.
All right, Adrian, I got you down for 40 plus points. Clay, what say you?
Defensive touchdown for Lions.
Ooh, I like that one.
Ivan,
you want to make it really bold? You want to make it really bold, Clay?
What's that?
We'll give you another point if you can say who it is.
Ooh.
I'm gonna say Kirby.
All right, okay. Kirby, and that'll be like an extra point.
Okay.
All right, Ive.
I'll do two sack games from Hutch and Muhammad.
So four sacks from those two?
Yeah. I'll say that.
Okay.
I mean, you almost hit it on yesterday, so, I mean, they were 2-1, right? Well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two sacks, Hutch.
Two sacks.
You want to go around? You want to do a true parlay and do two for him, and then two for him, and then two for. you don't want to bring what's his name into it? Else. The Browns, bro. The Browns. Garrett.
Nah.
We'll see. From Garrett.
I think Panay will handle it. We'll see.
Okay. They play opposite.
No, they play opposite sides. Garrett plays on Decker's side.
Yeah.
And Decker's gonna get worked.
Yep. We'll see.
Ooh, could I get an extra point if I say that Jared Goff has a clean slate, no sacks? He does not get sacked on Sunday. Is that bold enough?
Not well, you can't get that because it's gotta be related to your 40 plus points.
Okay.
Like Clay's was related because it's like he's calling a defensive touchdown.
You can maybe say how many touchdown passes Goff will have.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Go with three.
Three air passing,
yep, out of the 40 points.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So if he does four, that does not hit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Cool. All right. And last but not least, me. I've been taking notes, so I haven't had time to think. Let's go bold. Bold. Well, what's the spread right now, bro?
I think 7.5.
Lions up 7.5?
Mm-hmm.
Or given to?
At Browns home. Given.
So it's Lions minus 7.5. I think with the home crowd after the last two games that we just witnessed, I have a feeling that place is going to be ruckus. And I have a feeling it's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a blowout. Another blowout. That's right, DJ Khaled. So I'm saying a 40 burger against that defense, and the Browns are scoring less than 20.
All right.
So 40 burger for the Lions, less than 20 for the Browns. Is that bold?
Let's hit it.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I was going to say 50, but I'm like, no, their defense is good. But I think they're still going to.
Can we get game balls real quick?
Yeah, we need some game balls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got one that's been burning me up all day.
All right, Clay. Who's your game ball going to, Clay?
Some guy who didn't take one single snap last night. Malik Cunningham.
Oh, yeah.
Showed our defense what to do against Lamar Jackson. Like Adrian said, when we first picked him up to our practice squad, we were picking him up to learn from him, and that's exactly what we did. Had our spy on Lamar the entire game and wrapped him up 7 times.
Nice game ball, dude.
Beautiful. In fact, I want to double off of that. Crazy. our linebacker, Cunningham. Don't we have a linebacker that's at Cunningham as well?
Yep.
So he came in. He's a second string, right? He came in on that fourth down, and I'm telling Chas, on the goal line, I said, why do we have our second string linebacker in there? What the heck is going on? And they gave that ball to Derrick Henry, and he was going to score. I want you to go back and watch that. He was
on the third down.
Oh!
Yes.
And I saw this shadow of a god come from the Detroit Lions side and stop Derrick Henry and throw him on the ground. And I said, who was that? And they said that was our backup quarterback. That was our backup linebacker, Cunningham. And I told Chas right away, I'm like, I am so sorry. I owe him an apology. I called him out. As soon as I saw him in there, I called him out. And now you get the game ball, sir. You stop that game. Man.
Yeah.
Woo! All right, Ivan.
I see our whole defensive line. I was rewatching a little bit of the game today. D-line. The whole D-line, yeah. So besides, yes, Hutch and our defensive ends sacking, but even the inside defensive tackles like Tyleek Williams and DJ Reader or whoever else was just interchanging, they were pushing that line back, which was trapping Jackson in the pocket, which made Muhammad or Hutch get him easily, or any other linebackers that were sacking him. But really props to Tyleek and also DJ Reader. Reading is spectacular.
Nice.
I was really impressed. And I'd say also some of our offensive line players. We had three players that were in the 90s, I believe, if not two.
Oh, yeah.
In PFF grade.
Yeah, I saw that stat. It was actually it was Ratledge. It was Mahogany. Was it Hogany and Sewell?
Yeah. Panega, that like 99.
They said that's the highest rating that they had this year of any offensive lineman in the league. Probably last year too. Yep.
And that's what you get when your quarterback does have one single sack. Yep. So
that was my game ball, the offensive line. I mean, 224 rushing yards says it all. Like enough said. So well, they showed out.
Sad to see a game without a one handed catch by
our
Western boy. Targets. But He'll be here. He'll be here soon. So just to let you some of you friends know, and some of you listeners, we are going to have hopefully a little special guest coming up here within the next week, Mr. Ben Raven. We ran into him at training camp. I've been in contact with him, and hoping to get him on the podcast. So when he's on here, we got to study up, get him
beat reporter.
Beat reporter for the Lions. Yep. And then hopefully that'll open up to Matt Derry getting on here. So we'll see.
Because
he does have a nice relationship with Matt Derry. All right, boys. Anything else?
Solid win, man. Let's keep it rolling.
Yep. Great week.
Yeah, on the table.
Let's run the table.
We're all going to be ready Sunday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for the Lions hosting the Brownies. In the meantime, this is the All Grit Podcast. Please listen to our podcast via iHeart, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora,
YouTube,
Blue Sky.
You got it. Anywhere.
Last but not least, MySpace. We're out.